Seventh week of the writer's strike in Hollywood, and as we move into the holiday season, the likelihood of this thing wrapping up by the end of the year is looking mighty slim. But there are some developments. In front of the cameras, Jay Leno and David Letterman are both planning returns, despite the fact the strike has not been resolved. And behind the scenes yesterday, the Writers Guild denied requests from both the Golden Globes and the Oscars to let writers contribute to the awards show. Here to help us out with both sides of this issue is Tom O'Neill, a columnist for the LATimes.com and an expert in all things Hollywood, especially this time of the year. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Allison.
So what exactly were the award shows asking the WGA that it denied?
In the case of the Golden Globes, the specific request was to permit writers to help them script that show. In the case of the Oscars, they wanted to use film clips of current movies and clips of past Oscar shows, and both requests were denied.
Why were they playing so hard line with this?
Well, if these writers, and this is very clever of them, I think, if they can get between the actual business of Hollywood that we see as consumers at home and the consumers themselves, then they do a great job of disrupting, you know, these high holy events. You know, Hollywood loves nothing more than these fake gold statuettes that they spend millions of dollars to win.
Well, hey, Tom, it's Torre. How you doing?
Hey, Torre, great.
Tom, do you think there will be a Golden Globes and Oscar ceremony this year?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's not been reported anywhere else except my blog yesterday that the Golden Globes intend to go forward with the show. They plan to just not do a telecast. They get about $5 million a year in revenues. The Oscars get about $30 million. They're willing to waive that money just to show that the show can still go on in Hollywood. And in the case of the Globes, they're thinking they'll get a lot more publicity this way. And in fact, it could really hurt the writers if people like me are lunatics about award shows and we don't get to see them because the writers are screwing it up.
Well, it seems to me kind of that, you know, if the Golden Globes happen and nobody gets to see it on TV, then did it really happen?
Ah, that's a good question. About 35 years ago, we got our answer, and it was yes. Back right after the Pia Zadora scandal at the Golden Globes, they lost their contract with NBC, and the Globes went on anyway. The celebrities loved it, Torre. They got to drink extra bubbly and misbehave.
Well, that's right. They serve alcohol at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, they always get extra bubbly at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, but they try not to imbibe too much on camera because many embarrassing things have happened in years past.
So but one of the things for people sitting home and thinking like, well, why do I care if another pampered Hollywood actor gets a statue or not? These award shows generate big business for the studios and for these films, and they can make or break careers.
Absolutely. I mean, look at Kevin Spacey today. He became a star because he won an Oscar in a supporting category for The Usual Suspects. Look who Hilary Swank is today, thanks to award shows. They owe a lot to that.
Let's talk TV a little bit. NBC has announced that Leno and Conan are going back to work on January 2nd, now, which is sticky because they're both writers in the Guild. They're both members, aren't they?
Yes. And the compromise they all struck was that there'll be no opening monologues in this case. They'll go straight into the, you know, the conversations with the stars and the guests on the show. This is very smart for the writers to at least cave in a little bit and show some flexibility. They can easily do it with these shows because these shows have virtually no value for rebroadcast in the future, and that's what this fight is all about, these digital rights for rebroadcast.
But even still, Leno and Conan are crossing the picket lines, and Leno in particular presents himself as a man of the people. Is this going to have a really negative impact on Jay's image?
Yes, on Jay's image, and I think his whole deal with NBC, because, you know, imagine how the network bosses feel with their employees going back to work. But in Leno's case, he's really, really mad at NBC because he told the world he was going to retire and let Conan take his job in 2008. He's been having second thoughts. The network has said, no, you are retiring and we're bringing on Conan, so he wants to kind of slap him back.
But was that Leno's decision really in the first place?
No, yes, I think he's changed his mind from the long-term plan that he set several years ago, and now he wants to continue on, but I think NBC has no choice.
But let's look at the flip side of this. Conan O'Brien has said, you know, this is a really difficult decision. He said, quote, either I go back to work and keep my staff employed or stay dark and allow 80 people, many of whom have worked with me for 14 years, to lose their jobs.
Yeah, and in the interim, he's paying his own staff, and so are all these late-night talk shows. The pressure was on. You know, Leno was the last one to cave. So imagine all this out-of-pocket money they're doling out for no show.
Quickly, Letterman's going back to work, but that's kind of a different situation, isn't it?
Well,
he's not crossing a picket line.
No, but all these shows are very writer-friendly, so that's why they're trying to do this.
All right. At this point, this online royalty is the real sticking point, or is this avenue into reality TV become a bigger issue?
Yes. Believe it or not, what everybody went on strike for, this idea of attaching a value to future uses of digital rights, seems actually, for the most part, to have been resolved. What the real crux is now is trying to define what is a writer. In the case of reality TV shows and animated feature films, the writers are just known as producers or editors. And the guild says, call them writers, because we want them as part of the guild now. And so that seems to be the latest sticking point. When they split on December 7th, the Alliance of Producers said, take that issue off the table completely, and the guild said no.
This isn't getting wrapped up before the new year, is it?
Not before the new year, but I think right afterwards it's going to, because it's about to start eating into the advertising dollars the networks can charge. Right now, we're seeing the same old TV for the most part, but if they don't get this settled, pretty soon the eyeballs are going to flee the big network shows and start going elsewhere on the cable dial, and that's really going to hurt, you know, the bottom line.
But they'll come right back.
I don't think so. I mean, who's going to want to watch American Gladiators? You know, I think it's hilarious that they're bringing in fat guys in spandex, the network star, to save the day. We're going to lose a lot of these scripted shows we're used to seeing that we love so much in favor of a whole new crop of reality shows as stupid as The Baby Borrowers, which will be a bunch of teenage kids looking after other people's babies. Britney Spears is 26. She can't even look after her own. And stupid shows called Here Come the Newlyweds.
Tom O'Neill, a columnist for the LA Times. You've made a nice segue into our next interview. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you.